Heavenly Father, come now as you came then in the power of your Spirit, that we would not just know of your presence, but feel you with us. Because we ask it in the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. So what would you say, as Callum said at the start of the service, some months ago I asked our young people this question: what do you know about God's Holy Spirit? Their answers were many, beginning with a ghost, a wind, a force, a feeling all around. Every single one of them said it. What do you think when you hear the name the Holy Spirit? What do you think? Cast your mind back, if you can, to that story from the second chapter of Acts. To that day when the disciples were there, locked in the upper room. They had no desire to tell anyone about their faith. Their only desire, actually, was to be safe. To keep away from those who were seeking to do them harm. So what happens? What was it that took a dozen terrified disciples and turned them around so that they literally could excitedly tell the world? What was it? And if only we could grasp what it was, then what if we could have the same experience? What if our faith became much less something that we know, but something that we feel? That is our challenge, working towards confirmation. For when those disciples went flooding out of that upper room, all fear was gone, and they knew that God was with them. So what are those few words that Jesus taught his disciples actually tell us today? In John's Gospel, Jesus said this: I will not leave you like orphans, but I will send to you another advocate. The word that comes from in the Greek means another like myself to be with you. Another like myself. And the word advocate that we see in the reading that we've had today from Acts 2. Advocate means someone who will come alongside. Someone who will share the journey with you, and when you are struggling, will make it altogether easier. We saw these words on the screen from St. Luke's Gospel. Jesus said, "Stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." If you were to look at your Christian faith, how powerful is it? I don't mean how strong is it. I mean how powerful is it? When it comes to inspiring and driving you, how much power has it? Or is it just here? Is it so rooted in your knowledge that it is a comfort and an encouragement, but not a drive? Do you know that same Greek word that we translate advocates also means someone who comes behind you as if with a spear and forces you to go on? And it must have been something like that, because those disciples who were once terrified flung open the windows and doors and went to share the news that they had with everyone. So it seems to me we have a question to ask of this story. Is it stuck in time? Is the experience that they had there in that upper room just for them? Or is it for us as well? You see, if it is only for them, then it seems to me that some of God's promises in Scripture are simply not true. Because Jesus promised his Spirit to everyone who put their trust in him. So if we conclude that it is true, and it is for everyone, then haven't we got to do something? Isn't that something that we want? Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay in the city and wait, and I will give you the Holy Spirit. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." All they had to do was follow Jesus' instruction and open their hearts to him. That's all. And today, if only we can do the same, if we can follow Jesus' teaching, if we put our trust in Him as Lord, and if only we will open our hearts to Him, then something is going to happen. Someone will come and live within us. Some of you will know we went away as a group preparing for confirmation a few weeks ago now. We had a weekend together. And on one of those nights together, we prayed that the Holy Spirit would come. We asked Him to come into our hearts. We believed that we would experience Him. And for some of the group, He absolutely came. There were extraordinary feelings, emotions. Some people were moved forward in their faith. Today, some of them are utterly changed. So what about you? It is one thing to know Scripture. It's one thing to believe in the Spirit of God. But it's another altogether to open your heart to Him. Had He not come on that first day of Pentecost, had He not touched them, then neither you or me would be here today. Because it was only through His anointing that those disciples went out and told people from every nation under the sun. We so need the Holy Spirit. Going just to ask that question again that I began with. What do you know about the Holy Spirit? And I'm going to pray that prayer that we prayed whilst we were away. It may be that you know about the Holy Spirit, but you've never really felt Him. It may be that for the first time you desperately want to know that He is living in you. Then, in your heart, pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank You that out of love You sent Your Holy Spirit. We thank You that out of love today, You promise Him still. So come in power. Come and touch us. Open our hearts to His still small voice, that we would feel Your presence living and growing and burning within us. and delight to know you as Lord.